share his information with all of you. I've got the link up to my show page. Now, I have put a wealth of information about our guest this evening. I invite each and every one of you to please go and visit. You'll be able to follow the show this evening just by being on my show page. I also have our guest website information there as well. I invite all of you to go explore his website. It's not one of those websites you can go in and come out. You're going to want to spend some serious time really researching and reading, because he's got a wealth of information that will just keep you very locked into all this great information. On this note, please allow me to share some background history of our guest this evening. And this is Dr. Leonard G. Horwitz, and he is an international known authority in the overlapping fields of public health, behavior science, emerging diseases, and natural healing. In 1999, he was voted Author of the Year by the World Natural Health Organization for its first national bestseller, Emerging Viruses. In 2006, he was honored by the World Organization for Natural Medicine as a world-leading intellect. Later that year, he was also honored for his global efforts to advance public health and vaccine risk awareness by officials of the Sovereign Order of the Orthodox Knights Hospital of St. John of Jerusalem. Dr. Horwitz received his document from Terce Universal School of Dental Medicine in 1977. Without further delay, let's give our guest this evening a warm welcome. There's so many wonderful things that I would like to share with all of you, because this man is walking his path. You'll want to take a notebook out. You'll want to have something to write with, because this man is about to give you some very important information. Not only will it help you, but it will help your family, your friends, your neighbors. So please, let's give Leonard a warm welcome to the show. Welcome, Leonard.
Hi, Leilani. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you. And my goodness, boy, you have really gotten out there and dedicated your life to the work. It's just incredible. Please.
Yeah, it's actually it's a dedication to the Creator. The Creator is awesome and moves us in the perfect directions that we need to walk. And if we don't walk our talk, I think we get the karmic reaction, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do, matter of fact. Oh, yes, I do. Well, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, you even have a book on the DNA. I mean, it just goes on and on. Where do you get all your energy from?
Creator, source, like everything. Everything gets energy from the same place, you know?
That's right, absolutely, and it's important for us to all really understand that, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's critical. You know, it's the difference between living life in a cell, enslaved in a box, versus living life in harmony with reality, which is this whole cosmic circle of unity.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm really intrigued as well, because in March of 2007, you released your 16th book called, was entitled, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. And, you know, I've got the movie, and I really, really enjoyed it, and I really like, matter of fact, I'd like to get your book, because I'm sure that you added a whole lot of information in this book that it's important for all of us to know, that really gets down to the core of truth. And that's why I'm excited about you being on this show tonight, because we're about to be enlightened with a lot of truth that all of us need to know.
Well, it's my privilege to share whatever I can.
Would you share with us this evening, you're working on a very special project, and I had spoke to you briefly about it just before we went on air. Would you please share that with all our listeners this evening?
Oh, sure. You know, my ministry that I'm affiliated with and working with people, we handle the worst of the worst news on the planet as well as the best of the best news. So whatever's like happening in terms of like the fire in the grid or the love code, the love, the real Da Vinci code, the truth underlying, you know, the unfortunate gross deceptions, you know, we handle both the gross deceptions because without an understanding of those deceptions, the risks can be deadly. So the ministry that I am affiliated with, we try to do research and service in the area of alerting people to what the little understood and poorly articulated risks are to health and happiness. And then at the same time, we provide alternatives to people to really take advantage of the great truth that shall set us free. Everything from natural healing technologies and applications, the methods and materials for really having that Holy Spirit flow, tune us back into the mathematical, musical matrix of divinity so that we can live in harmony as we were meant to be with not only each other, but within our own body temples, you know, our bodies. So the great news, you know, we'll have to get into, but my project for the next several weeks, most people don't know that the United States federal government has acquired a 24-hour television station on Dish Network. It's being directed by the Department of Homeland Security. We should call it the Department of Homeland Insecurity, and also the Department of Health and Human Services. And that the purpose of this network, 24-hour station, is to provide propaganda to really, literally induce fear that we here in America are going to be soon hit with bioterrorist attacks and nuclear explosions, and that we're to prepare for these catastrophes, of course, along with natural catastrophes like Katrina, which we don't even know for sure. In fact, there's a lot of evidence suggesting that the weather changes are part of the whole electromagnetic frequency manipulations on the planet and the governments that are doing this, including heavily so, the Brits and the Americans, apparently have the control over the winds, over the weather changes, over earth changes. And so there's all of these types of manipulations going on secretly. One of those is the conducting of the war on terror. It's not unlike the war on cancer, the war on AIDS, the war on crime. It's all of these hideous wars that have been created by people who make money off of humanity's suffering, and on top of that have an agenda to control populations as well as reduce populations. Currently, the global population is targeted for a 50% elimination. So the question is, how, if you have all the money in the world, and these people have these the resources from all over the world, what would you do if your goal was to reduce half of the world's people as well as make a lot of money doing it? And the answer to that question is pretty obvious. You'd conduct a war on terror, and you would prepare people for bioterrorist attacks that would eventually come. You would sicken people, enslave people to pharmaceuticals, to the medical deities, and that as a result of that, people would be taking these drugs, getting the side effects, and you would develop just exactly like taking place on mainstream media on prime time. You have now commercials that tell you what the risks are of taking various drugs, and that living life as an American, as a normal American, involves taking all these pills and suffering all the diseases that come along with them. So that's called the American culture. It's an indoctrination, and it's really being directed.
Dr. Lynn.
What's that?
I love it. You're so right about that. You're so right. You know, it's interesting because, you know, they've really gone crazy for, what, past 2 or 3 weeks now, you know, about the terrorist attack, you know, possible terrorist attack and so forth. And I'm going, I roll my eyeballs up in the back of my head and I go, oh, great, here we go again.
Right.
Don't they ever give up? Of course
not. No, they're not going to give up. They're not going to give up until people like you and I join forces with lots of other kindred spirits, join hands and say to their face, let our people go. You know, stop this lunacy, this insanity. Cease and desist, because really, when you think about it, you know, you roll your eyes because you're a loving human being and an intelligent person and a balanced human being. But the reality is that between 15 and 30% of the United States public has chronic depression and has behavioral sensitization, phobias, neuroses. They're already afraid. And so it's absolute reckless irresponsibility from a professional behavioralistic perspective to see what they're doing is inducing this fright and fear that is literally incapacitating people, and that nobody's talking about that, and that's what's really obvious. And then besides that, of course, you know, we have everything from now security networks and airport security that is changing the quality of our lives so that we're no longer living freely, we're living incarcerated or enslaved or under the threat of dying any instant from whatever threat that they decide they're going to put on their orange threat warning, you know, index too. You know, so it's really like we've got to, besides, I mean, nobody has to do anything, but what's in my heart to do is not simply just cover the great news, because there's so much great news. We can make a life, and it is certainly worthy of living, a life of great news. The modern gospel is in my heart. I sing it. I praise the Creator for blessing us with revelations that inspire us to be optimally healthy, happy, peaceful. And at the same time, if you were in my office, Leilani, you'd be getting maybe a half a dozen calls a day from parents who, with faith and trust, you know, the New Agers particularly, who have this positive perspective about reality, which is true, but then also in this current climate, this literally lunacy, where they put their faith and trust ignorantly in the public health professionals who tell their children to get vaccinated, and in the tuberculosis skin testing arena to get skin tested, and then when the false positives come in, they put them on 9 months of toxic drugs, rifampin and isoniazid, and the 25% after 2 months develop chronic brain damage. So we get calls constantly. And so our ministry really has to deal with, it's our responsibility and our assignment to deal with the best of the best news as well as the worst of the worst.
That's right. Well, you know, it's really interesting because when I first moved here to Arizona, a year later, I woke up one morning and I couldn't breathe, and I was in so much pain. To make a long story short, went, found out I had pleurisy, pneumonia, and then they tested me for valley fever, and I had all three of them together. So the doctor said to me, well, you're going to need to fly back home because I don't think you're going to make it. So he puts me on the strongest drug that they actually have, and I got 85% worse on this drug. And he says, he looks at me and he says, I know the type of person you are. He says, you're one of those individuals that crawls into a dark cave and heals yourself. And I looked at him and I said, that is correct. So I said, you tell me what I need to do, and I will do it. So he took me off the drugs, and within 6 months, I was already back on my feet and moving around. Now, the valley fever, I'm sure you probably know enough about valley fever. I mean, this is a situation where it just sucks you of all the energy that you have and then some.
Mm-hmm.
And eat, you have no desire to get out of bed, and all those types of things. And so with having those three different elements within my physical body, I was able to heal all three of them and never had a problem with it after that. But see, if I'd have listened, and it was a good thing that this doctor had foresight, because he says, you're a natural healer. And I said, yes. And it's interesting because my soul has always told me, now, I would never recommend someone not to go see a doctor, because I believe at times it is very necessary. But I've been one of those that I've sought out and was taught as I was growing up coming from Hawaii, using natural herbs to heal.
Yeah, I think that there's two things I'd like to comment on. The first is for any doctor to tell you that you're close to death or that you're going to succumb unless you do X, Y, Z, that's a coercive, absolutely, totally dishonest message to begin with. The reality is that's just like the opposite of a placebo. If you give with authority somebody a sugar pill and say this is going to miraculously heal you, 30% of the population that hear that are going to get healed. And likewise, the opposite, the nocebo, when somebody like this doctor says to you that, you know, you look like you're going to die here unless you take this, you may succumb, and then you get worse, and then a lot of people, 30% of them are likely to die. So it's, again, it's part of a whole reckless irresponsibility in the medical profession. The medical deities think that they're calling the shots. Meanwhile, what you're articulating, the second comment that I have to make is, we heal naturally, all of us. Definitely. There's no such thing as drug-induced healing. All of the real healing comes from this whole electromagnetic, bioacoustic, that's sound and light signals are taken in by the DNA, which is a Tesla coil. It's like an amplifier. It increases the energy flow. And that sound and light is of the divine creator's frequencies, the resonant frequencies of the core creative frequency that the whole universe is constructed by. That is very scriptural. It's also very scientific. And the reality is we now have a beautiful understanding of the 9 electromagnetic frequencies of sound and also the ones of light that induce all the healing. So, you know, we're living at a time, it's wonderful that, you know, the firing of the grid happened yesterday. We're really coming to that place where you introduced the show where, you know, we're lifting up, we're elevating, we're enlightening, we're becoming major league aware of what the limitations have been, and we're letting them go for what's greater. And that part of that greatness is the understanding of how simple life is and how simple the Creator works and how all we really need is not just love. Love is a frequency. If we have the sounds of love and the frequency resonances not only resonating in our heart but through our entire bodies, that is what will dramatically, immediately, forcefully, powerfully heal us.
That's right. Hold your thought for just a moment, Dr. Lynn. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, we do.
Well, welcome to the show. Would you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please?
This is Kathy, and I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, Kathy. Did you have a question for Dr. Lynn?
Yes, Dr. Lynn. Dr. Horst, I would really like to express my understanding that controlling the population is a reality, and I just read something recently about MSG and how poisoning that is to all of the food that we eat, and it's in everything. So would you like to expand a little more about MSG? And then I just wanted to also say, are we expected to stop eating entirely just to get away from these things that are being poisoned or poisonous to us?
The answer to the last question is I believe that it would be in your best interest to do your utmost to free yourself from the Archer Daniels Midland cartel. You know, the foods that you grow should be ideally grown in your neighborhood. You should know that it's grown organically. You should be engaged in some sort of an exchange, bartering, or some sort of a community support. And a sustainable living is really where it's at. You know, this whole concept of consumerism, the word itself is a tip-off. It's a con. The sum of it, con-sum, it's a complete con. And we've been made to be consumers instead of producers. So my recommendation is, and, you know, coming from Hawaii and currently even being in Idaho where we have the capacity to grow our own food, what a blessing that is. And I would highly encourage everybody to do as much as they possibly can in that direction. The MSG issue is something that is extremely disturbing. You know, years ago we stopped buying foods that had MSG because we knew it had a neurological and a cardiovascular toxicity. That's why people who have Chinese food, they get headaches with its flavoring with MSG. Interestingly enough, the MSG is also added as a neurotoxin to vaccinations. As they say, it's a stabilizer or a sterilizer. I don't understand what the heck it's doing in there other than being a toxin hurting more children. So I think it's a good question, and I would encourage people to read the labels on all the foods, particularly in the health food stores. There's a lot of foods that are now being bought by most health food stores that are not healthy whatsoever. They're really not organic. For example, the canola oil from the rapeseed, it's a relative of mustard gas. It's not healthy at all. And people who have good, pure systems, people who have been eating raw, people who are sensitive can, you know, go out and even have a bag of popcorn that's made with canola oil, and they can feel sick, feel just not right. And I think this accumulates, and if you continue to allow this accumulation and you avoid being sensitive to this internal body alarm that pains or sicknesses are signs for healthier human development, if we shut that off, whether it be just in our ignorance or through drugs, then we're really doing ourselves in. We're really committing suicide at that point.
Very well said.
That's a very good answer, and I really appreciate the answer. I've been juicing and doing a lot of organic foods and stuff, but even with the vegetables that you juice with, you know, are poisoned with pesticides and things like that. So how do we get around, I mean, even if it says organic, a lot of times it's not. So how do we get around, you said growing our own food. So, you know, in Arizona, it's very difficult to grow your own food out in the desert. So have you got anything else you could say that we could do out here in Arizona?
You know, I think it just brings up the point of how challenging this time is and how susceptible so many people are. I mean, if whatever, you know, there's some sort of an environmental catastrophe or some sort of a government manipulation, and suddenly the train stopped rolling and the trucks stopped going, you know, suddenly what's going to happen? There's going to be a lot of people who are potentially at grave risk, and that I think that it's really simply wise to, you know, think about places to go. I mean, we were already doing this before Y2K back in the late 90s, thinking, you know, we're really not comfortable in Boston, in the metropolitan area, or even the suburbs, and so we moved. And the great news is that you're not a tree planted in the soil, firmly fixed next to a polluted stream. As a human being, we all have free will, and we all have a creator that literally guides us and directs us as his righteous, you know, the right standing. If you're standing in the flow, then you're being directed. And the synchronicities and the miracles are happening left and right consistently. And that's what really being in tune with the universe, in tune with the source, and living justly is really about. And so the great news also is, if you're living that way, and herein lies the salvation, if you're living that way, then the boss has got the problem. You don't. So whatever you need, you know, the concept that men lives by more than bread alone, the food that we're thinking already that we're not going to have, well, gee whiz, you know, what level of faith and trust do we have in a huge, incredibly, most powerful source of the universe and the energy that can create anything? If we're the simple, humble servants of that source, then we've got no problem. It's the source's problem. Give it to the Creator. And so the concept of living life with full faith and trust, that is the endearment into this miraculous life. And I think that is the soil that we need to really till. to have not just food, but all of prosperity, health included.
Well, you know what's really interesting, Dr. Lynn, is I've been talking about with a group of people about developing a spiritual community where we would become self-sufficient. So obviously, you know, that's a lot of research that's involved as well. And I know of one particular area that is about to be developed here in a very short period of time. And, you know, I agree with you. It's time for all of us to join together because everything around us is basically designed to eliminate us. And, you know, it's so interesting because when I came from Hawaii here to the mainland, not to pick on the mainland because I love the mainland, I love the people I've met, it's been it's just been a wonderful journey. But within 1 year after I left the islands and I went back home to see my family, they didn't recognize me. And I said, what is the matter with you guys? And they said, you've aged. What happened to you? And, you know, I was one of those individuals, you know, I got off of work. I went diving, caught my own fish. You know, so I ate my food fresh. I ate the seaweed. You know, it's like that over there at home. But my understanding as well is Hawaii has been has seen its changes as well. And one of my main concerns is, and I'm going to say it, China, because China is really working hard to really not only eliminate us as individuals, but they've even gone as far as hurting our animals as well. And I don't see them changing their, you know, buying products from them. And that is a very major concern for me. Kathy, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate Dr. Horowitz. Thank you so much. I think you've changed my attitude a lot just by speaking to you tonight. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you. You know, and that's one of my major concerns as well as the toxic warfare that's going on. You know, our planet was not designed to have viruses and diseases on this planet. And I do know that most of them have indeed been man-made. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, there's no question about it. You know, there's a couple things that I want to bring up. One is that what you experienced with regard to aging, coming back to the mainland from Hawaii and aging, I echo that. I am telling you, I've told a lot of people this. I look at myself in the mirror when I've spent the last 6 months here on the what we call the Mad Land, and I look about 20 years older. And I know when I go back, it takes me about 3 weeks. Because there's something in the air, and it's a Holy Spirit-filled water that is literally the breath of the earth. And we've done a lot of research on this. In fact, we're now actually getting the breath of the earth out of these lava-heated steam vents, and that they're just incredibly powerful for rejuvenating, for uplifting, for healing, because it's the core essence of the earth, Mother Earth, and the Creator's core essence in it. That is so profoundly rejuvenating and sustaining. So that's one thing. The comment that you made with regard to China, let me give you my perspective on it. I can see what you're talking about. I can also see the government is playing up a big-time propaganda campaign to get us to really dislike the Chinese. And I have to look at history, and I have to look at the underlying factors that are I'm aware of in the history and learn from the history. And the history indicates very strongly that the global industrialists have been playing different countries and different nations and different peoples off against one another for millennia. That's how they maintain control. And I can tell you that the Harrimans and the Banksters and the Brown Harriman Bank and the Bush family were involved in that, and the Union Bank they were involved in, along with Nazi Germany. They were, in fact, the Bush family was the money handlers for the Nazis, and the Nazi war chest heavily came out of Germany, into the hands of the Rockefellers, into the hands of the Bush family, and that this is real clear history now. Very reputable historians, though most people can't even conceive of what I've just said, and they think that this is wacko. In fact, when you do your due diligence, you realize that this is history, and that the concept of the Chinese, it was very obvious that America, this was obvious to me almost 30 years ago, I started to see signs of it, where suddenly everything was being produced in China, and less was being produced in the United States, and the money was heading to China, and the big corporations were heading to China, and the Pacific Rim, and suddenly it was very clear that Rome was falling in the name of the United States, and China was being built up. By who? By the international banksters, the globalists. And so this whole concept of China being the enemy of the United States, I'm not buying it. The government in China is as corrupt as the government in America. And the government in America is as corrupt as the government in England. And what we're dealing with is not so much divisive political issues, one nation to another, or one community, or one individual to another. It's not about divisive political issues. It is about a systemic pathology. The entire system is rotten to the core because it was produced in this lunacy and insanity of consumerism, consumerism, not divinity, not in productivity, not in collaboration, but in competition, and this whole war mentality is part of what has got to go down, and we have got to affirm that there is a better way.
So let me ask you this, Dr. Lin, because I'm good for you. I am so grateful that we have you out there fighting for all of us. But it isn't indeed, and the listeners of this show have heard me say it, week after week, it is time for each of us to stand side by side to support each other. And I know that if we do this, because God says when two or more gather, there is power. And it's time for all of us to say, no, this is unacceptable. And we have the power to do it.
Yes, absolutely. That's why it's a privilege for me to join you on your program. I hope you'll join me on the Insight Hour. I'm going to be coming up at the 9 o'clock hour on the West Coast, midnight on the East Coast, on the Insight Hour on BBS Radio. If you don't join me tonight, you're open invitation to you also, Leilani.
And I'm glad you brought that up. I just want to share with all the listeners this evening, this is one of our own BBS Radio show host. I am honored to have him with as a comrade, but also with BBS Radio. So please, once again, share with all my listeners the name of your show and your time.
Oh, certainly. Thank you. Yeah, thanks to Don Newsom. We're on, and BBS Radio, we are on at 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight on the East Coast, tonight,
and
Tuesdays.
The
it's the Insight Hour.
Okay.
Yep, tonight. So I go on in about, after we get done, in about an hour and a half after we get done, I go back on.
Okay. Well, I want to personally invite all my listeners to please tune into this show. I also want to remind all of you, I have a wealth of information about Dr. Lin's work. I invite you, and it's not one of those websites you can spend 5-10 minutes in. He has just done an excellent job bringing a lot of important factors forward for all of you. You know, you've all heard me say it is every one of our responsibilities. We are accountable for not only about ourselves as individuals, but to our families, our neighbors, our friends, whomever that might be. So I ask that each of you write this down, tune in. Feel free to call in. I know the doctor would be more than happy to answer your questions as well. Let's share real quick with the listeners your website information.
Oh, sure. There's a lot of websites. We're engaged right now in additionally organizing and updating them. The website that's my official website, is drlenhorowitz.com. That's drlenhorowitz. That's drlenhorowitz.com. And then from there, you're going to go, like you say, there's probably you could spend a solid day, if not a week, going through the archives, the article archives. We have various support websites, tetrahedron.org, the publishing group, healingcelebrations.com, the health products and health five-step approach to miraculous healing website. We've got the Healthy World Distributing .com catalog. There's all sorts of books, tapes, DVDs, CDs that we have available, as well as healthcare products at healthyworlddistributing.com. And then the latest, there's numerous others, but the latest that's really taken a lot of beautiful focus and has tremendous fruit for people to enjoy the benefits of our labor. And it's in lovetherealdavincicode.com. The book is called Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. That's my latest of 16 books. And it's really an awesome book. It's very simple. It's on the internet for free right now. The information is so important, we don't even want to think about charging people who can't afford it. And we do appreciate donations. It keeps us going. So if you can afford it, please send us a donation. But on Love the Real Da Vinci Code, you can download a 220-some-odd page book and a PDF file. The whole book is there. And that's a gateway. That website is a gateway. If you go into the newsletter, you'll find there's some tremendously powerful revelations from musicians, how to retune their instruments to play the divine harmonies instead of the Roman Catholic Church's dumbed-down A440 that everybody is playing in and that we're hearing, that's in dissonance to nature, not in harmony. So we want to be in resonance and harmony with nature, and that's done through specific tunings and playing musical scales of the Creator. So we have all that information on lovetherealdavincicode.com. And then there's a toll-free number for people to call for more information or books and tapes. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787.
And repeat that number again for our listeners, if you would, please.
Sure. It's toll-free, 888-508-4787.
Thank you. And I want to remind all of you that we are in honor of Dr. Lynn tonight, and I invite all of the listeners to tune in to Dr. Lynn's show. You're just getting just a real small fraction of some really powerful information, and take a moment to empower yourselves, because knowledge is indeed power, and this is information that I am very passionate about. I don't know, I've spoken to many of you through email, over the phone. I know that a lot of you feel exactly the way I do about, and you're very passionate about these issues as well. And you're on every Tuesday night as well, right, Dr. Lynn?
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to put you on notice here. I'd love for you to send me some of your music so I can play it on the show. I usually open my room up a half an hour early, maybe just some short tracks, if you would, just to give all my listeners the opportunity just to listen to some of the music. And then I'll be more than happy to direct them over to your websites. I'd love for you to think about that. I'd also like to extend an invitation. You're actually on the World Global Healing Circle this evening. We were hoping to take this worldwide global healing circle worldwide. And we would love to have you come and join us once a month on the global circle with all of us. And they'll end up being seven of us, so I'd love to have you join us as well, and then eventually graduate into TV as well.
Oh, how nice. I'd love to join you as often as I can.
Oh, that would be wonderful. But you let me know if you would be interested in coming. We do it once a month, every Tuesday, the first Tuesday of every month. And I'm more and more bringing on the healers, and we'll work together collectively under one show to help humanity. So you let me know if you're very interested in that, because I know, I look at all my listeners, they're all excited, they're cheering. Oh, they can all see me. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about the toxic warfare. I really want to bring that forward tonight.
Well, there's really two things that you have to know about it. One is that there is they call it the Russian biological cocktail method of intoxicating humanity, which is what is going on right now. That is, I'm sure the Americans named it the Russians for propaganda purposes, but the concept is that you expose populations to chemicals and follow it with biologicals. The chemicals wreak havoc with human beings' immune systems, leaving people weaker and more susceptible to the opportunistic infections, and then they hit you with things like the mycoplasma agent that has been causing these incessant, recurring flu-like illnesses that people hack and cough for weeks, if not months. We have a product called Flammonia Factor, again, drawing from the native North American medicinals. It was the lomatium root extract is a primary ingredient. We have it in a product called Flammonia Factor, where typically within 24 to 48 hours, we can knock mycoplasma out, which is very difficult to do. And a lot of people are suffering with it, and they get on antibiotics, and that wreaks havoc with other systems that blows their GI flora out, and ultimately they don't even assimilate their nutrients when they don't have a good probiotics in their gut. So we really have a handle on the biologicals. The chemicals, we highly recommend people do a thorough detoxification. We recommend the old Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser with cayenne pepper spike lemonade to help detox. We recommend fast up between 3 and 9 days. That's all mentioned on the website I mentioned previously, healingcelebrations.com. But we're living now in this world where the global elite have literally targeted us for 50% population reduction and the rest of us with pharmaceutical enslavement. And so to get us sick, to get us enslaved, they are exposing us to chemicals in the environment, the chemtrails in the air, pollutants in the air, the water supplies being polluted, as well as the foods that you mentioned earlier. So that's the chemical, and then the second, the 1-2 punch after your immune system is weak, then they hit you with the new biologicals.
Yes, yes. Just about everything nowadays, isn't it? From our air or water. But I also want to remind our listeners as well is that you can literally change the entire structure of your food, your water, even in the air within your environment, just by sending love. Remember this as well. And it's time for all of us to have major discussions about these particular issues, because every one of us every day is having to deal with it. You know, it's like you said, I know a lot of people right now that are constant, you know, have that constant cough. They're having sinuses, infections, upper respiratory infections as well. And this is not something that only lasts a couple of weeks and it goes away. We're talking about sometimes months at a time.
Yes. It's debilitating. It's horrible, and it's linked intimately to Gulf War syndrome. We know that a company in Houston, Texas, called Tanox Biomedical Systems, co-owned by James Baker III, George H.W. Bush was a major shareholder, apparently, also. They produced the experiments with this mycoplasma beast on, again, man-made germ on the Huntsville, Texas community, and So we've now tracked it through the Gulf War. It's literally sickened and or killed hundreds of thousands of Gulf War veterans, and it's been making its way across the United States. A lot of people have it. You know, I want to comment on your beautiful, honest articulation that love is all you need. And that is the truth. And I think what we're asking for people with this firing the global grid and the whole shift that's taking place in the spiritual renaissance is to grasp how powerful that core creative frequency is of love. And that if you're in it, if you are literally harmonized with it, and you surround yourself with it, then you will be in like a cocoon. And it's really like the kingdom of heaven. You know, we liken the kingdom of heaven in the religious world to the mathematical matrix that is composed of these nine frequencies of sound, of which the 528 hertz is the love frequency. It's the center of the universe. It's the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It's the center of the rainbow. At the center of the rainbow is the color green. At the center of the color green, which is your heart chakra, is love. And so this is what we have now, the revelations with regard to that powerful truth that you mentioned, Leilani, that all you really need is love, and we can now appreciate how come that is, because there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the love vibration. Like there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, and the opportunity, the choice, is to bring it into our body temple, into our lives, right now, right here, right now, and consistently have that be. Now, where there's a will, there's a way. 20 years ago, we wouldn't have had this discussion. 10 years ago, we wouldn't have had these revelations. But we have them today. And that means that over the next X amount of time, and I think we have, according to the Mayan calendar, not too much time left to make these types of changes that are going to deliver us from evil into this kingdom of heaven. And, I, you know, it's a privilege and a treat to be able to share this concept with your listeners.
And for me as well, because, you know, I've gotten to know my listeners really well. And, you know, they hear me all the time. I'm always telling them, I really love you. I'm always letting them know how much I appreciate them. It's just a simple, you know, you've lived in Hawaii. You know, when I was raised, we had that love. We had that respect and caring of each other and helping, you know, each other out when we knew, or we sat around and had song and dance and just had a joyful time. And, you know, when one had something going on, we all jumped in together collectively. And, you know, I see all these great masters all around me, all the listeners, all the work and their passion and their dedication to their own growth. And it's time for all of them right now to be the masters you already are. All we got to do is just give you the knowledge to empower yourselves. And so I get real passionate, so don't mind me tonight, Dr.
That's
Lynn.
That's right.
And I really wanted them to know these things because I see it all the time. I'm so aware of all these things, you know, our food killing us. I sat with a doctor about 5 years ago only to find out that he was the man that had came up with the cure for cancer and had so for many, many years, and his life had been threatened. He was told, they tried to buy his cure from him. They did a lot of many different types of things to suppress the information that he had. And I said, well, why is it that they don't want us to know that there's already a cure for cancer, a lot of these cancers, you know? And he said, because it's all about money. It's about you taking a drug, taking a drug that creates even further problems. You know, if they gave you this cure, then you wouldn't need to come and see them anymore. I know an individual that has already came up with a cure for diabetes. Why are we having so many people with diabetes now? Why is it that they gave us shots that created some of these things in our bodies or put it in our food, and then we digested it, you know, month after month, year after year, to where it caused health issues. And it was just, it was a real eye-opener for me to sit around these men and know that they were just what I call, you know, to me, I'm just a common person doing the best I can to participate and give in my own way. And these men, you know, had to stay behind closed doors because someone came along and said, you're not taking this away from us, of robbing society.
Yeah, the Rockefeller cartel.
Yes. And I
the cancer industrialists.
That. Yes. And, you know, it's just like what they did to the Native Americans. You know, they laced their blankets with smallpox.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
a lot
sickening
of the
populations.
Yes. You know, it's really something for me to say, yes, I carry the Hawaiian blood. And matter of fact, I'm almost extinct today because a lot of the Hawaiian people got leprosy.
Well, there's genocide heavy in Hawaii. I'm sickened to know that there's less than 8,000 Hawaiians left, Native Hawaiians left in all of the Hawaiian Islands.
Yes.
That's a hideous reality check and commentary on this Anglo-American genocidal agenda.
That's right. And I tell people, I said, yep, I'm the real McCoy. I really have the blood. And I said, you know, it's far and few, let me tell you, because my race is almost extinct, and it's the truth.
Horrible. It's just inconceivable and horrific. And I think that it's time we stopped. And my prayer would be that the great Native Hawaiian people, the entire nation, would be restored, along with the sovereignty of their lands re-provided.
We're working on that, Dr. Lynn. We surely are. I've had a lot of communication with Hawaii, and you're going to see some big shifts starting to happen. So, but we're out of time already. And so
thank you, Sister Lalani.
Thank you. I am very honored. If you ever need any support from me, you please let me know.
Wonderful.
I'm standing on your side. If you would, real quick, give your website once again to our listeners.
Sure. Just go to drlenhorowitz.com. That's drlenhorowitz.com. There's a toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787.
Thank you, Dr. Lynn. It was a real honor for myself and for all our listeners as well. And remember, you are the power and the intelligence of you, your worlds, and activities. Love your families with all your heart. And always remember to love yourselves as well. I want to say mahalo to each and every one of you. Until we reconnect, be well and be safe. Good night to all.